Beaver men's basketball talk now with head coach Brian Van Haften, whose team actually had a scrimmage this week, and you have an exhibition game coming up on November 11th, and then let the season begin. VH, good to hear your voice. Let's talk some Beaver men's basketball. Let's get her going.
Yeah, let's do it, man. It's been fun the first 3 weeks of the year. The guys are doing a really nice job. They've come in with a great attitude, and we're excited about playing this year.
All right, fill me in now. Thursday, November 2nd, you made a trip up to Worthington, Minnesota for a scrimmage. How'd it go?
Oh, it went well. I mean, our guys played well. We passed the ball really well. We shot it well. That always helps, and made everything else look a little bit better. You know, Minnesota West is a new coach, and you know, some new things going on there, and so it was a good game for us. It was a good way to start. Hopefully, a confidence builder for us, and just gets us going down the right path to start the year.
Well, a path with Morningside for a nice exhibition game, and then take us through your non-conference path, Brian, and some of the competition you and your guys will face.
Well, you know, we start out at Bethany Lutheran as our first game of the year, and they have all their guys returning from last year, a second-place finish in their conference, which is the UMAC up in the cities, Twin Cities. And then we play Wisconsin Stevens Point as a 2015 national champion, and it'll be fun to have those guys come here. And then we play at Gustavus, which is always a tough game for us, and then we have a good home game against Greenville, who does play the Grinnell-style system. And so there will be a lot of pressing and all that kind of stuff. There will be a lot of three shot, and they will my good friend George Barber is their coach and does a really nice job with them. And they've actually won the league their last 2 years, so it'll be a fight all the way to the end there. And so that's kind of what we have. We have a trip to Chicago after finals to play a couple of games out there, and then we have a couple of games in Los Angeles over Christmas break.
Two of your favorite places.
Absolutely. I love Los Angeles and Chicago.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Brian, let's talk about some of these guys that I know you love. Tell us and refresh our memory now as to who's coming back, their roles maybe, and who's going to be hitting that varsity court this year in a Beaver uniform.
Well, I think we'll have 10 or 11 guys will be in our top 10. We'll be playing for us. Thomas Weisskopf has been a 2-year starter for us and has just been really solid. He's a really good shooter and really can handle the basketball. And just last night in our scrimmage, he made 4 threes, he had 7 assists, he had 5 rebounds. I mean, just he does everything very, very well, and he's the guy that's the staple for our team. The guy that's probably you're going to see as most improved player on our team is going to be David Jeffries. He's from Las Vegas. He stayed here all summer long. He worked out with our strength and conditioning coach, has really worked on his shot, and he's going to have an awesome year. I mean, he's going to be one of the more improved players in our conference this year, defensive player of the year, but his offense is better. He made 3 threes last night, and he shot them well all year long, so we'll see some great things from him. Our other two seniors are Adam Jewell and Grant Wright, who will get some playing time here and there. They're excellent leaders, good defenders. And then Connor Winkleman will be our starting point guard. He's from Marshall, Minnesota. And Brady Dix, who played at New Fonda. Both those two guys will get playing time, especially Connor. But Brady really played well last night, too, at 9 rebounds. He's a physical kid. Connor's got the ability to make some shots. And then Tim Jeffries has been also going to be very improved. I mean, when you come from a long distance away to school, your first year, a lot of times, it's always going to be a little bit tough. You're trying to get used to it, but Tim has played very well. He made 4 threes himself last night, and Tim's going to have a really good year. He's a very good defender, and he's just going to keep getting better as a sophomore, and then we'll see Billy Sparks. That's probably the last player we'll see. He's probably the best shooter on our team right now. Just a guy who can really fill it up from the perimeter. He's a good ball handler. Comes from a really good high school in Las Vegas. And we're going to see some good things out of him, too. And then finish with our two post players. They'll both be sophomores, Canyon Hopkins and Matt Goodman. Both big guys. Both weigh 230 pounds or more. They're big dudes. They can really make it happen around the basket. And, you know, people don't know too much about them, but they will real soon.
Yeah, Hopkins had a little bit of PT for you last year.
Yeah, he backed up Kennedy Dre for us last year and had some good minutes. But we're going to see some really good things from him this year. He's multidimensional. As a five-man, he can make threes. He can play his back to the basket. He can dribble the basketball. And then Matt Goodman is one of your classic guys. It's 6'7", 260. And you can't move him out of the paint. And so those two guys together will be a nice combination.
Brian, a great combination is yourself, John Millay, Paul Luce. You bring up Kennedy Dre. That's this year's Beaver coaching staff.
Yeah, it is. It's a good coaching staff. Our team will do some pressing this year, and it's good to have Paul Luce, on our staff because he's someone who's done this a lot in his career, and he's going to help us out a lot with that. And, of course, John is the guy that we really dependable over the last 6 years as my top assistant and a good recruiter. He's great with the guys. The guys really love him, and it's always good to have Kennedy's perspective, too. I mean, Kennedy is a guy who, he's only helping us a little bit as a volunteer and that kind of thing, but his perspective and his relationship with the guys that are already here in the program is invaluable. So it'll be a really good group.
Brian, enjoy visiting, talking Beaver basketball. We'll be seeing you on the court sometime very, very soon.
Yeah, can't wait, Chris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Coach VH joining us today and talking Beaver men's basketball, opening up the season versus Bethany Lutheran here in just a matter of days. Joining us here on 97.5 KBVU The Edge.